Now, don't move, but take a look down to your feet. On the paving stones you now stand, once ran the blood of a policeman, killed violently as he did his duty to protect the people of this town. P.C. John Groves was a local police officer in Kendall in 1886. After many years of service, he was looking forward to retirement, settling down with his wife and 7 children, his youngest being just 3 years of age. During his last fateful day, a man named John Airy and his uncle, John O'Brien, were drinking in the Rifleman's Arms in Beast Banks. Airy was a known troublemaker, when in drink, and had been arrested many times for being drunk and disorderly. Airy and his uncle were ejected from the pub for rowdy behavior, walked down the road to a Salvation Army meeting, causing further problems. A police constable attended, but they continued to wreak havoc despite being told to go home and sleep it off. The young constable called for backup and was helped by a member of the public who took Airy's arm. Airy proclaimed that if he let go of his arm, he would stop causing trouble and go home quietly. Well, he made the mistake of believing a drunk's words. He let go of Airy's arm and was then struck violently by Airy, knocking him to the floor. The punch was so fierce it broke 2 teeth, sending them tumbling down the street. By this time, word, or rather whistle, as they had no radios in 1886, had reached P.C. John Groves, and he arrived at the scene as both officers wrestled Airy to the floor to put him in handcuffs. As P.C. Groves attempted to control Airy's legs, Airy kicked out, smacking P.C. Groves full on the temple, to which he collapsed to the floor, his head making a crushing sound as it smashed against the pavement, blood trickling from his ears and nose. Onlookers to the crime have said, as his eyes glazed over, his body lay still, his mouth continued to move, as he slowly and quietly whispered the names of his children and wife, until death came to take away his last breath. John Airy was placed on trial for murder. Although killing a police officer, he was found not guilty, as the jury could not believe one kick could cause such harm. His punishment, you ask? For taking the life of another man? Well, Airy was sentenced to just 12 months hard labor. Who says the system is too soft on criminals these days?